Welcome to FCDA Economic Spotlight. This program is designed to educate and inform listeners about Franklin County Development Association, their members and supporters. In addition to being heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ, FCDA Economic Spotlight can also be found as a podcast at radioonthego.com. With today's Economic Spotlight, here's FCDA Director Mary Amsbaugh.
Thank you for joining us. Today, I'm meeting with Greg Radnich. Greg is the operations manager at Centro. Centro is our newest addition to the industrial park, and they are FCDA investor at the gold level. Thank you for joining us, Craig.
Thanks for having me, Mary.
So I'm really excited to talk to Craig. You know, we talk about past history, and if you remember, Centro bought the spec building from the FCDA out in Industrial Park. And let me think here, we closed on the building in when?
In August.
August of last year. And you started production in January of last year.
January 16th, we dropped our first parts.
So I just want to emphasize how great that is. So they closed in August, and then you did something new. You started hiring people right away, correct? And then what happened?
Yep. So we started hiring people right away, and then they began traveling to our Waterloo facility, and they did their training there. So we were able to get most of our folks up to speed on the product and the processes before we ever came to Hampton.
Nice. Okay. And I remember working with Centro when we were trying to get Centro, you know, they were looking at the spec building. They wanted to make Franklin County Hampton their home. And one of the incentives that the state offers is job creation. And we talked a lot about that. And the FCDA also has an incentive package for that. And I remember when the official goal was to hire 13 people the first year and 13 people the second year. So tell me how you've done on that.
So we are currently sitting at a total of 43 associates. We're running 3 full shifts, 5 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Perfect. That's great. What a success story. And you know, when you bring a business to Franklin County, besides just the business, there's other economic things that happen. So I was really interested in your story. So tell me a little bit about your experience at Centro first.
Yeah, so I started at Centro in 2011, in February 2011. I entry-level associate. I didn't have any manufacturing background. They took a chance on me, and I got hired on as a product inspector finisher, which is our entry-level job again. Within 6 months, I had some opportunities to jump up on a machine platform, help out up there. We had a spot vacate on third shift, which I was on, and there wasn't a whole lot of interest in it, so I thought, why not give it a shot? So I was chosen for that job. I did that for a year and a half or so. And then I got an opportunity to step into a leadership role on second shift. Spent 9 years as what we call a shift support, which is, you know, floor level leadership on second and first shift before getting an opportunity to step into a business process leader role in our group 2 there in North Liberty. And it wasn't 3-4 months after that had happened that I was approached to step into this operations manager role. And that was a shock to me. I didn't see it coming. I was talking to Mike Steffens, who is our operations leader for a few business units, Hampton, Waterloo, and North Dakota, at our company golf outing, actually. And he said, you know, your name came up. And I kind of laughed it off. I was like, man, there's no way. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I get to work Monday morning, and I had a voicemail from Mike asking me to call him. And that was when he extended the offer formally.
Wow.
I met with the president of the company, the vice president, Mike, Rhonda Griffin, leader HR. They made it happen. And
well, that's really great when they promote from within.
Absolutely.
And from what I've talked to them, they do a lot of that. Is that correct?
Yeah. Actually, all of our operations leaders currently have started as that product inspector finisher. All of our leaders on the floor started in that position. So it's really a promote from within company. I find that as a big value to Centro.
Well, with all that experience, it really adds, you know, you've done the work, so you know what it's like. So when you're helping an employee try to learn, you've been there, done that.
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of the basis of that philosophy. You know, they're not looking for someone out there with a degree or anybody that's had, you know, manufacturer leadership experience, you know, outside of an industry. Centro is very unique in their manufacturing processes, and it's not an assembly line. I wouldn't call it your regular manufacturing. You're not going to stand there and do the same thing all day long. So the experience you pick up from the product inspector finisher role, the machine operator role, your shift support roles, they're all very valuable to the business itself. Mm-hmm. And yet you're, like you said, you're exactly right. You can get down there on the floor and you've seen what they're seeing, so you can help them through it. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the most valuable things we can possibly do.
Nice. As we're talking, I kind of thought back, hey, maybe we should have said what Centro does. Maybe that would be interesting to people as well. Can you share that with us too?
Yeah. So Centro is a custom rotational molder. We are deeply involved with ag and like lawn and turf care stuff. Centro in Hampton is specifically a John Deere site. So everything we do is for John Deere construction and forestry mainly, large fuel tanks, and we manufacture all their DEF tanks as well.
So I don't have a farming background at all. But what I always remember is Centro makes those big yellow tanks that are on John Deere tractors. Is that right?
That is correct. Okay. We don't do those here in Hampton. Our Cascade facility actually manufactures those.
Okay.
The big sprayer tanks. Yep.
Okay. So I was just thinking that's something that people see out in the fields and they, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. On the corn heads on the combines, the outside parts, the covers on those and the actual crop dividers, we also make those over in East Moline. Auger boots on the augers of the combines, obviously the fuel tanks, which you're probably not going to see from the outside of the machine. Interior parts, ducts, hydraulic reservoirs, you name it, we make it.
Perfect. So Centro is, you know, like you just mentioned, all the different areas that Centro has production. How many employees company-wide do they have? Do you know?
So I believe on Tuesday we were sitting around 1,250 associates all in all, and that's through our 13 facilities. And Centro has actually acquired Benson Plastics up in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Here recently. So we have absorbed their workforce and their facility and everything.
So that number includes them as well?
Correct, yep.
All right. And you have facilities in Brazil, is that correct?
Yep, we have a facility in Horizontina, Brazil. That went up. I'm not sure I can give you an exact date, but it was, you know, around, I think it was around 2015 or so.
Okay.
We started working on that.
And then you have offices in Ireland.
Offices in Ireland. We've got a facility in North Dakota, East Moline, North Liberty, which is our home office, Ankeny, Hampton, North Carolina, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, Cascade. I think that's...
Man, that's a lot to remember.
Yeah, I think that's all of them. I could be mistaken. I may be missing someone, and I apologize if I did.
That happens. Okay, so I'm going to go back to a statement I made earlier when we talk about Centro coming to Hampton and employing all those people, which mm-hmm. is wonderful. But there's also added benefits that people don't think of. You know, those people, those employees are buying their gas in the gas stations at Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying their groceries.
Yep.
You know, and then in your case, you brought some children with you, right?
I did.
All right.
Yep. I've got a 10-year-old. His name is Brantley, and we have a 3-year-old. His name is Merrick. And then obviously my wife also joined
us.
Right. My wife Tiffany joined us.
So you have kids going in our school system.
Yep.
Which is huge. And your wife was looking for a job, is that right?
Yeah.
In the area?
Yep. She actually landed at the OB clinic at Mason City at Mercy.
Okay. So, you know, we bring people to Hampton, but we're bringing them to this, you know, to the area. Mm-hmm. And that's huge as well. I think people need to remember that as well.
Yeah.
Do you know by any chance, like for your employees that come to Hampton, where they're coming from? What towns?
Yeah, so we've got a couple that come from Ackley, several from Iowa Falls. We've got a gentleman that drives from Webster City every day. There are quite a few that are here in town in Hampton. And then we've got a couple from Dumont as well, just right off the top of my head.
Nice. So people do travel.
They do. Yep. Yep.
In these communities, we have to, but it's just part of the day, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to share, or you think we've hit everything?
I think we've hit pretty well everything, unless there's anything else that you can think of.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, you're fully staffed. You said 43.
Yep.
And that's 3 shifts.
Correct.
What are the shifts again?
First, second, and third shift. Third shift runs from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. First shift runs from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then second shift is 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Perfect. All right. And so you're not hiring right now?
Not currently.
All right. But if there was openings or whatever, where would they find those openings?
Postings are listed on Indeed, or you can go to the Centro website and you can get an application through there.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you, Craig.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming, and welcome to the community.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to FCBA Economic Spotlight, heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ and available as a podcast at radioonthego.com. Franklin County Development Association thanks the following entities for sponsoring this program through their investment in FCDA. the Franklin County Supervisors, City of Hampton, and the Franklin County Rural Electric Cooperative. Learn more about doing business in Franklin County by visiting franklincountyiowa.com.